From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Jordan, where he's meeting with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas as part of an effort to defuse tensions between Israelis and Palestinians. As the two began talks on Saturday, Abbas said, "All the time we had the hope. We did not lose the hope." Kerry added that he is also hopeful. Kerry meets later with Jordanian King Abdullah. Jordan is the custodian of East Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the focal point of the recent unrest. The talks come 2 days after Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Berlin. Afterwards, Kerry said that meeting gave him a cautious measure of optimism that steps are available to ease tensions. In the past few weeks, at least 10 Israelis and 50 Palestinians have been killed in the spiraling unrest. The much-feared Hurricane Patricia is losing its power as it travels over Mexico. What came ashore as the strongest storm ever in the Western Hemisphere is about to lose hurricane status. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour and diminishing, drastically down from the 325 kilometers per hour just before making landfall Friday as a powerful Category 5 storm. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto said first reports confirm that the damage has been less than that corresponding to a hurricane of this magnitude.
Lo reitero, aún no podemos bajar la guardia.
However, the president said the phenomenon is continuing its course, and he urged people to remain in shelters. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has announced plans for a broad international meeting on Syria during the coming week, stepping up diplomatic efforts to reach a political settlement of the prolonged and bloody conflict there. Kerry spoke to reporters in Vienna late Friday after meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
The United States, I want to emphasize, welcomes support in the fight against Daesh. And if Russia intends to join in that fight, we welcome a constructive role.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has garnered Russia's support, but the U.S., Turkey, and Saudi Arabia support a leadership change. Following a joint meeting with top diplomats from Russia, Turkey, and Syria, Kerry said they will continue talks next Friday aimed at advancing the meaningful political process. The body of an American soldier who was killed while helping to save as many as 70 hostages held by Islamic State militants from near certain death is being returned to the U.S. Saturday. Defense Secretary Ash Carter will join Master Sergeant Joshua Wheeler's family on his final journey home. Wheeler is the first American to die fighting in Iraq in almost 4 years. Pentagon officials say about 60 U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish commandos were involved in the Thursday morning raid on an Islamic State prison compound just hours before a mass execution was to take place. Carter says all the indications are it was Wheeler's actions and that of one of his teammates that protected those involved in breaching the compound and making the mission successful. At least one person is dead and dozens more wounded in Bangladesh after 3 bombs went off at the main Shiite Muslim shrine in the capital Dhaka as worshippers gathered to mark the festival of Ashura. An adolescent boy was reported to have died as the bombs exploded after attackers hurled them into a crowd of thousands of people gathered for a procession at Husseini Dahlan in the old part of the city. Police have arrested at least 2 suspects and recovered 2 bombs that are believed to have been thrown but failed to detonate. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks. An Iranian-American engineer has been sentenced to more than 8 years in prison for sending sensitive U.S. military documents to his native Iran. U.S. prosecutors say Mozaffar Kazayi, who had worked as an employee of U.S. defense contractors, stole and shared with Iran information on U.S. military jet engine programs over the span of several years. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.